Tell us about the momentum shifts in this game.
Yeah, it was a weird one, especially in the first period. Back and forth the way it went, but the big one was getting that late goal in the second for us. Much better coming into the third period with the lead, and highlight reel goal by Cooch there to make it 4-2, and now you're just trying to keep the puck under net, which we did a really good job. We really didn't give him too much in the third. Unfortunately, get one late there, but it's tough when you're killing a 6-on-5 for 4 minutes, but I know the guy could handle pretty well.
Kucherov's made a lot of special plays since you've been here, but what struck you the most about the way he kind of was able to make that kind of a move?
Well, first of all, it's Manson's hunting him down, and he hits people like that, so you got to be fearless to go through the middle like he did. He bounced off it, and then you watch him, he takes that backhand every day. He's practicing that, and to be able to do that in tight against an elite goalie like that, that's not too many guys can do that.
Some of the plays, I know Cirelli's goal was off his leg or on the front, but some of the plays he made on the penalty kill, the rushes he made, the kind of play, request of plays
yeah,
was in that.
I thought he was the best player of the ice tonight. He was, big play was, we take a penalty early in the third, and then he draws the penalty to even it up. That could have been a momentum swing right there. But just big on the 6-on-5, big on the penalty kill, and he's chipping in offensively, and especially that the way he forechecked that first goal, just have the wherewithal that not only get the puck, spin off, and then put it right on Palat's stick. I had a really good game tonight.
Are some of those plays off the rush where he's, especially on a penalty kill, where he makes a move towards the net, is that something he maybe might not have made maybe a year ago, where he just chipped it in and kind of like chased it?
Of course, you're growing as a player and you're finding out a little bit more about the league and what you can and can't do. But for him to delay and whether he's buying back ice or buying time for players to come up ice, and then the one thing that's really helping is his skating just keeps improving. And so, when you have another gear, it just helps your confidence and helps you get around guys. And as I said, he was a heck of an effort by him tonight.
To mean to see Vasilevsky reach 150 wins, one of like the four or five fastest goalies to do it?
Again, I find out a lot of these stats from you guys.
Got it from Bernsey.
The way he's really turned the corner here since Christmas time, and kind of, I guess, the same with our team, but you look in the last few years here, we've got some special players on this team, but he's right at the top, and it's just great to see him get rewarded here, especially in this last little stretch, and hopefully we'll just keep this going.
It's hard to be completely rolling like you were before the break, but are you starting to see some parts of your game that are kind of coming back to where you guys were?
We're slowly getting better. It's tough. We go on a road trip before the break, and then starting this 6-game road trip or whatever we on. But the break is, I know everybody's on it, but it does take a little bit of time to come back, banging bodies and all the other things, your execution. And I don't think we're quite where we were in some of that stretch before the break, but you're seeing signs as we progress. And so that's a good thing, especially that we're munching some points here in a while anyway.
Thanks. Thank you.